In 1980, as a Larry 16-year-old, I followed Chelsea. So you've got Larry Chelsea fans already in the equation.
Yes, sir.
Down to Cardiff, which is always a good place to go if you're looking for trouble, isn't it? For a night game, close to Guy Fawkes Night. You're ahead of me already.
Oh, Guy Fawkes Night. Got a football message, right? So that's when the football season really kicks in. Yeah,
now, of course, at certain grounds, with certain clubs, you get searched if you've got a sandwich. If you've got a pocket full of fireworks, no problem getting into Chelsea-Cardiff match. Of course it isn't. Chelsea score after about half an hour, and I produce a large banger from my pocket to throw onto the pitch to celebrate continental style, says Peter Webb. 0117 823 6983. He says, so I liked the blue touch paper, but the wind keeps blowing it out. Right? So he's got this big banger. He's liking the job, but amazing thing. So, all right, I think I'll sod it, he says. I'll put it back in the pocket of my donkey jacket. 5 minutes later, sparks followed by boom, an enormous explosion in his pocket. Now, two things happen then. The terrace clear around me because I think something's kicked off. People are climbing up the walls and up the fencing to see what's happening with the big explosion. I'm now stood on my own with a 20-yard exclusion zone around me and smoke coming out of my pocket. How do I respond to it? I tried to pretend that nothing had happened. But then he has to be fessed up at the end. Yes, indeed. I made an idiot of myself in a football match.
Oh, that is a